Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! ¡Gracias! Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell, Episode 7. I'm Andrew Zarian. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. How you doing, Rich?
Can I correct you?
Yeah.
A very tired Rich Stambolian.
Oh, a very tired one. You had a long weekend.
Had a long weekend. Bless up. My boy Tony got married to his lovely wife, Barb, over the weekend. I was one of the groomsmen. It was wonderful. And I'm suffering the consequences.
You're feeling it today.
I'm feeling it, baby.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I did, you know, it was a nice, quiet Memorial Day weekend for me.
Nice.
Jackie and Josh came.
Very cool.
My lawyer. My lawyer came, and every time he's here, I have to tell him, I'm like, you're not here as my attorney.
Nah.
So nothing that you see debauchery does not matter.
He's your Harvey Dent.
He's my Harvey Dent. Yeah. That is, you know, that's the joke, right?
Oh, yeah.
His wife calls me Mike.
Oh, really?
And he's Harvey. Because I pretend to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
A lot of wrestling this weekend, dude. Tons of good wrestling this weekend.
So much wrestling. Inundated with wrestling. So,
what were you able to catch? Because I know that you had the wedding on Saturday. Sunday, you probably chilled out and had a great time watching the pay-per-view.
Sunday, I had a great time watching Double or Nothing. I caught a lot of the Saudi show and a bit of Raw. So, but I've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, you're so in it that you can't help but know what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, if you saw it, even though you didn't see it.
Yeah, you go on Twitter, and everybody's doing, like, their own Jerry the King match commentary.
They're just screaming puppies over and over again. It's nothing happening. Wow. Randy Orton comes out. They go, ooh, puppies.
Yep.
Where do you want to begin? Because I guess, I don't want to, do we talk about SmackDown? I guess we go down the whole thing. We'll do highlights, obviously, from King and Queen of the Ring. This was not as good as the France show.
No, no.
The Lyon show.
Yeah, yeah.
This was It was fine. It was a nice, quick show. I thought the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring matches were really good.
Yeah.
A couple notes. Jade and Bianca kicked it off. Jade is so impressive.
Yeah.
They have a gnarly finisher.
Yeah.
MG, you could talk. Hold on. Let me get you on the air. What did they call the finisher? Did they call it anything?
It was a wheelbarrow. It was a wheelbarrow German suplex that started from a DDT. So it was a DDT. Then she leg pressed her into the wheelbarrow suplex. It was like a three combination move.
Yeah, she sent her flying.
That's a wild move.
Candace went flying to like the other side of the, like nearly out of the ring. It was gnarly. That was pretty cool to see. Liv Morgan defeated Becky Lynch
Good
to win the women's title. This was this kicked off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Liv dressed up as 1999 Britney Spears.
Yep.
And Becky was dressed like she arrived on the Mayflower.
That's a good way to put it. That's funny. Now, do you think these Saudi shows lack the oomph because it's a bad travel day?
They did SmackDown out of there.
Yeah.
I think they just lack the oomph. I think it's difficult, especially for the women to be in those freaking outfits.
Yeah.
You're covered head to toe. It is hot. You're wrestling. It's not your mm-hmm. normal, comfortable attire. It is a long travel leg. I want to get the hell out of here. You know, like I want to be done. I want to go home.
If you were on the roster,
yeah.
Let's ask Andrew.
Yeah.
If you were a wrestler,
they would love
on this
me
roster,
there.
Right? Would you choose to go?
I would. They would replace Mansoor with me. I would learn gibberish Arabic, just like a couple words.
Couple phrases.
And they'd be like, "Hey, let's push him out. They'll like him. He kind of looks like him."
Yeah. Great.
I mean, I'm not. I would, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I
wouldn't go. You know why?
Why?
I glitch out when it's too hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not even the humanitarian issue for you.
It's just the heat.
It's the heat.
I glitch out when it's too hot, man.
I would go
up into panic mode.
Nah, I wouldn't go. You know, I'm a weird traveler.
Yeah.
You know, I have my gripes about going to Mexico.
But you travel. That's the thing.
I travel a lot. Yeah, and I see the worst in people.
Yes.
It's not even the destination of arrival. It's the airport and the flight. I see the worst in everybody that comes out.
Can we have, MG, can you work up a graphic for Beyond the Bell every week that just says Andrew's Judgment Zone?
This week it's fine. No. I save that for Mondays. I save that for Fridays.
That's true.
Good on Liv. Happy to see her win that title.
Absolutely. Well
She's
deserved.
Fantastic.
Well deserved.
What else happened? I'm sorry, I lost my notes.
Sammy defeated Bronson Reed and Chad Gable.
I thought that match was interesting. I don't know what happened there. It was really hot, and then it got like the crowd kind of checked out at one point, but then they came back.
Yeah.
Which was good. Nia Jax defeated Lyra Valkyria to become the Queen of the Ring. Gunther defeated Randy Orton to become the King of the Ring. Very slow, methodical pace match the first 10 minutes, and then they just turned it on at the end, which was great. I'm running through this because I want to talk about everything else.
Yeah. We got a lot
to
get to.
This is like old news at this point. Randy Orton defeated Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Logan did great. We had two really cool moments here. One was that 360 shot of Logan on the top doing
that
the frog splash onto the announce table.
That was wild.
You know what? Those 8K,
mm-hmm.
and this is where I back WWE. Their production value has gone up so much. I mean, it's always been great, right? You know what's amazing? Vince McMahon would come out in 1996, 1997 and constantly talk about how they cannot compete with the production value of WCW. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Anybody else remember how he used to be like, oh, no, you know, they have all that money for production.
Right.
I don't know what he was talking to because I always thought Raw looked better than Nitro.
I think Raw looked better than Nitro because it was two colors. It was black and red, and it wasn't in a smoky arena. I always felt like the silver and the blue of Nitro
made it smoky.
Made it more smoky.
When the pyro went out.
Yeah, when the pyro went off, or like, I've always felt like people were just smoking cigars in the audience.
Well, they, you know, they heavily ran the South, and things were a little different there. I don't know. I always felt that the production was better. Their production is stunning. That 8K intro shot they do for the world title.
Yeah.
Looks unbelievable. That 360 they ran looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
If I were to compare this to AEW's pay-per-view, AEW ran a very standard wrestling show,
yes,
as 100%. Far as visuals go. Mm-hmm. And these guys are trying different things out of the box, which I like. I support that.
WWE has always been at the forefront of new production, especially with the camera stuff.
I think now they're even far ahead.
Yeah, I remember when they busted those years ago. They busted out like the 360 Canon sphere, where they had 360 Canon cameras going all at once, and they would put the guys inside it to do like these insane like angles, and they just used it for promo.
Are you talking about when they would put them in the Canon and shoot them? Yes. Like we do to our producer?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He keeps coming back though, no matter how far we launch him.
He turns into Hank McCoy and just does does one of those.
He's Blanca.
He turns into Blanca. He is Blanca. I thought this was a good match. We saw a vertebraker.
Oh, my God. End.
First time in 20-something years to see it on WWE TV. I think Shane Helms was the producer there, and that's why they'd ran it. It was a very safe vertebraker, but you know what? A cool move to see.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool move to see. Are pile drivers going to come back? Mm-hmm. I assume so at this point. So. You know, it seems like that move has become a safe move compared to everything else that these guys are doing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, I'll take a pile driver over some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Cody used 3 crossroads to defeat him, much like how he defeated Brock Lesnar.
That seems to be the Cody thing where, like, you have to do that New Japan style ending, hit your guy with the finisher multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Double or nothing. Let's talk about this.
Let's do it.
Sunday night. This was actually one of the first Sunday pay-per-views I have been able to watch in its entirety in one sitting. And this happened to be one of the longest ones I've ever sat down for AEW in one sitting in recent times. I generally watch till I fall asleep.
Oh, forget
and it. And that could happen at 9. Mm-hmm. That could happen at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen at 12. That could happen never.
Exactly. That's true.
I was wired all day.
Yeah.
It was a busy day.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I was grilling. I was, you know. So I stayed up and I watched it. I thought it was a really good show. I don't know.
Criticism?
Criticism-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It ran a little long.
Mm-hmm.
They could have moved the Switchblade trios match to the pre-show.
Well, that was the big complaint. I think a lot of folks were saying, like, why are certain matches on the main card and not on the pre-show?
I mean, I don't know what I would have removed.
Yeah.
You know, and put it on the pre-show. They definitely weren't putting. They were not going to put Jericho on the pre-show.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you remove that, what else were you left with? Everything else mattered.
OC and Trent, maybe. I know a lot of
OC and Trent, but again, it was a program to further both.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, let's go through the card.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Deonna Purrazzo defeated Thunder Rosa in the opener.
Great.
I thought it was fine. You know, these two are, the only problem is, again, this card is so big. These two are potential world title challengers.
Yes.
And they're subjugated to the pre-show because there's no room.
Right.
Okay. Then you had the Acclaim with Daddy Ass defeating Cage of Agony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know it's Cage of Agony when it's a trio?
Yeah.
And it's Gates of Agony when it's a tag? I like that.
I had a very bizarre dream last week.
Was Brian Cage in it?
No, but the Gates of Agony were there.
Really? Yes. In your dream?
So I'll tell you. Can I tell you my dream?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a legitimate dream I had.
Are you going to ask Tony that? Are you going to tell Tony this during the scrum?
Do you want to hear about my dream?
Yeah.
And do you want to see my little dance? I had a dream where we were producers for AEW. Right?
Okay.
You and I.
Okay.
And we were backstage. Gates of Agony takes the tag titles off the Young Bucks. Right? And here's where it gets wild. Somehow, Okada in AEW has the New Japan belt.
Okada has the IWGP.
Guess who comes out and beats him for the IWGP belt?
Who?
Bobby Lashley. So, Bobby Lashley gets booed out of the building, and I go, I go up to Tony Khan in my dream and go, I want to manage them. I want to manage this trio, Gates of Agony and Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
And I ended up becoming their mouthpiece.
You're the hype man
just
for them?
Just me. But then also going like, listen, I know I'm dressed like a podcaster, but, you know? And then I woke up. It was wild.
That's awesome.
Bobby Lashley. I woke up. I was like, Bobby Lashley as the IWGP champ? What?
That's scary.
Terrifying,
that's
right?
A scary dream. And you know what? It could happen.
It could happen.
I know you're manifesting it.
Cerebro.
You saw the future. The Acclaimed, that with Daddy S, defeated the Gates of Agony with Brian Cage. Main show. It opened up with Will Ospreay, Roderick Strong.
Great
for the international title.
Yeah.
Dude, Will Ospreay's, for anybody that said, was he worth it? Whatever that price is, man. Yeah. They found their next Kenny.
He's outshining.
Yeah. Dude, you know, this once everybody is healthy.
Yeah. Oh, forget it.
And that top tier in AEW seems really strong with Okada, Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega, MJF.
Cole.
Adam Cole, yeah. You know, Swerve. It's a very strong top tier. Let's see where they go from here.
Mox,
I thought this match was great. I thought Will Ospreay looked like a million bucks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the only complaint I had for Double or Nothing is that there was so much shenanigans happening. Every match had shenanigans. I want to hear from the chat room also what you guys thought of this, because I thought the matches were great, but every ending had something wacky.
Yes. You know what else adds to Ospreay? That theme song.
CEO. Oh, no, that's not
great.
That's not
it. Great theme song for the Ospreay.
What do they say? Go, go, go.
Yeah.
No, is that
they're like, go, go, go.
Go, go, go. You got it, man. No, that's not the whole theme.
The Ospreay. Yeah,
great.
Ospreay, fantastic. Ospreay. It's awesome. It's such a good theme.
Dude, they have a great guy that produces great music for them.
Yeah.
Overall, as a whole, you know, tremendous. Ruckus is great.
Adam Cole, great music.
Great music.
Great music comes out, cuts a promo, interrupted by the returning MJF, 2002 Triple H style. Did you pop for that?
I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought the whole video was great, where it had the Nightmare Factory shirt there and, you know, kind of like hinting at that. Comes out, looks like a million bucks.
Yeah.
Has the Triple H MSG jacket on, the 2002
good.
Jacket.
So good.
He kicks Adam Cole in the balls.
Yep.
Adam Cole rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about, essentially, without saying it, I mean, he kind of did. He brought up the fact that he hated the second half of 2023 for AEW.
Yeah.
He hated the kangaroo kick. He hated the brochachos, which I thought it was his idea, a lot of that.
Yeah.
He talks about it's dumb and whatever. And the big surprise was he announced, on top of, you know, he's back, that he is signed with AEW. He's re-signed.
Yeah.
And he showed his AEW tattoo on his ankle. So the bidding war of 2024 is over.
Yeah.
AEW has won it. I don't know how long the terms are, but, you know, that does say that Tony is, you know, I don't think MJF was a cheap, whatever that is, an inexpensive acquisition or re-signing, right? Okay. This is a guy that you built your last couple of years off of.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that really, that 2023, he stepped it up and he worked super hard with all the injuries.
Yeah.
The guy was banged up for the last 6 months, terribly. Last time we saw him was at World's End. So he has not been here for 6 months, 7 months almost.
Wild.
And he's back. He looks great. And he's back in the mix. So now you know that him and Adam Cole are going to finish that story. Mm-hmm. That's going to end. Yeah. Probably not a Forbidden Door.
Right.
But, I mean, is that the Wembley match?
I would say that's the Wembley match. It's got to be, right? Because that was last year's Wembley match.
Oh, man.
Go back to the well. Why not? It works.
I have to tell you, I did not like them together. I didn't like them wrestling.
Okay.
I liked nothing about it.
You didn't like the brochachos?
I hated all of it. There were some moments. Like, and I was very... they want to see my Fightful tattoo. That's in a no-no place.
That's in the no-no zone.
That's in the no-no zone.
When we put our booties together, it's one big
It's
tattoo.
One big, yeah. It's on the side, and it's like it almost becomes like a heart. Sean told me that I'm not allowed to get my Fightful tattoo until I'm off of probation.
That's right.
Yeah, my first 6 months. We're on probation here.
We're still on probation.
Yeah, you have no idea what kind of ship Sean Ross Sapp runs.
Oh, forget it.
He makes us sign NDAs. He makes us sign non-disclosures.
And he's the one who tattoos us.
And he's the one that tattoos us. But that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he gets like a twitch in the hand. I got to tell you, Joel's tattoo really messed up. He did that one in Vegas. I saw it live.
Oh, the anchor with like the little wanger hand.
Yeah. Yeah, not good. That was something else.
Oh, boy. So, MJF returned, and Andrew, arguably, is MJF the best promo in AEW?
Dude, I got to tell you, you know, it's a fantastic old school promo. He goes in and out of flair, right? You can see his inspiration there with Rick.
Oh, for sure.
He even did the strut and the elbow drop on the mask, on the stupid mask. He's top in the business. I don't know who's better than him. That's arguable, right?
You know what always sat weird with me?
Hmm.
The devil thing, while they have Aleister Black on the roster, would be a way better devil.
Who, Aleister Black?
Yeah, because he comes out with the devil mask for his intro. You know?
I guess it came from the whole... by the way, guys, submit your questions in the chat room. Hit us with a super chat. Let me, before I forget, hit us with a super chat, and I will do the best to answer them. I have some info on the WBD stuff. I have some info on things that they're planning. I could tell you, you know, you could ask me the questions, and I could deny or anybody else's report, because actually, Wednesday, I'm seeing those guys.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to have a nice martini lunch on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do tell.
That's my trick.
Spill the beans.
I start bullying them to order martinis at lunch.
Yes, you've told me this before. And lots of red
wine. What are you, a wimp? You're not going to have a martini at 11:20?
Classic.
Nobody's going to know.
Classic corporate peer pressure from 1987. You're Matthew McConaughey from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, and I'm yelling at you to have a freaking martini with me, and I start doing that stupid chant. whatever he does. Great movie about a guy from Bayside.
I love that movie. I love Wolf of Wall
Street. Did you know that? He's from Bay Terrace. Yeah. He lived in the Bay Club. The Bagel Club. Like that's where he lived. He lived in Bagel Club.
I love that movie. Great movie.
Yeah, great movie.
So... MJF is back. We'll see what happens. They have to finish that little leg up, right? Do you think that's going to be quick? Do you think it's going to be sooner than later, or are they going to stretch it out a little bit?
What, for them to wrestle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Adam Cole has his goon squad.
Adam Cole's still banged up. Yeah. He's not great yet. I guess he could have a match with Roderick. He could have a match with all of them, and then he gets to Adam.
Put him through the gauntlet.
Put him through that. Wardlow,
I would like to see that forever MJF and Wardlow match.
I'd like to see the return there. I don't think it matters as much now. I don't know. We'll see. I'm very curious by this. I thought it was.
Yeah.
So we are only one match in, 45 minutes into the show.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and it kind of got long a little bit. You know, Switchblade, Jay White, and the Guns defeated Death Triangle to retain the Unified Trios title. Story here is that Juice has returned. Juice Robinson returns to the BCG.
Cool. Glad to see him back. Bullet Club Gold?
Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's see what he does. He was another guy that was gone, and he was on a roll-on Collision.
Yes.
So here's another piece to the puzzle. You just had two people return.
Yep.
Key people.
Right. Healthy people. You want them to be healthy.
Timeless Toni Storm defeated Serena Deeb to retain the title.
Oh, great match.
Really good match. Yeah. I think this was more of a story about Toni and her, you know, her as champion. I think she's been a great champion. Whoever's next, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Don Callis was on commentary during the Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta match. Mm-hmm. Don Callis was on commentary for every one of his guys' matches.
Yes.
Fascinating to see that.
Yes.
He's so good. After the match, he said that he would offer a contract for the Don Callis family to, I guess, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, I like the recruitment angle.
I always like that.
Build the family up and all that, you know.
Chris Jericho defeated Hook and Shibata to retain the FTW title. This was...
Yeah, this is a weird one.
I don't know. I think, you know... Say something, you know, you could criticize Jericho all you want, but the man could reinvent himself 10 times over.
Yeah. Are you done with that gimmick?
This one, no. I mean, I like this.
It feels like that's his gimmick.
That he keeps reinventing
himself. The guy who can reinvent himself.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah? The learning tree?
Yeah.
Because what's his name came out and helped, right? I lost my train of thought and I forgot the guy's name. MG?
Who?
Wasn't there a new addition to...
Brian Keith.
Yeah, Brian Keith.
Yeah. The Last Outlaw.
Yeah. I think that's good. That's fun. Brian Keith, Big Cass, and Jericho.
You know what? I like that they saw something in Brian Keith.
Yes.
Right? He came out there. I think everybody saw something in him. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It works.
It does.
It works. He's a bandit, right? The last bandit, right? Is that what it is?
I think he's a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty hunter? The bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The cowboy hat, it all works. And I guess they it's great. They recognize it, and now he's in a program. You're doing something with him. Great. Yeah. You're telling a story here.
Yeah.
A lot of story was told on the show.
Yes. Yes, it was.
For all the criticism that AEW gets for no storytelling, they went above and beyond here.
Yeah.
John Moxley defeated Takeshita to retain the, you know, it's an eliminator match, so he kept the IWGP title.
Right, but right.
This match was really hard hitting. They beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Takeshita's great. I don't know where you go from with him. He loses way too much.
You think it's time for him to win?
I think you need to start putting him in scenarios and programs where he's winning.
Huh. Now, how would you do that? Because he is in the Don Callis family, right? Now, what's the overall expectation from this? Because Takeshita, you have Takeshita, you have Hobbs, you possibly have Trent, and you have Ospreay. Right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think he should be beating Ospreay or those guys, but, you know, put him in something.
Yeah.
Put him in some. Put him in a program with Jericho. Why not?
Have him beat Jericho.
Have him beat whoever. I want to see that guy get wins. And it's the same as Danielson, right? Danielson loses constantly.
Doesn't hurt him, though.
It doesn't hurt him, but you know what it does hurt? It doesn't hurt him for me.
Yeah.
But if you're tuning that show on and you see, oh my God, it's Daniel Bryan.
Right.
He's great.
Yeah.
And he just loses and he's your favorite. You're not going to tune in. There are two ways to think about wrestling. One is the way that we think as analysts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the actual viewer.
Right. I don't want to keep watching. This guy keeps losing. Why does this guy keep losing?
I don't know. I think we just don't acknowledge those people anymore because they're not vocal.
Right.
Because they're not the ones on Twitter.
They're the ones that go to the they're just channel surfing.
Channel surfing, or I'm having a Celsius.
Oh, nice! I had no idea that those are full of like energy drink.
Oh yeah, it's like healthy energy drink.
I had no idea. Like once I thought it was a mixer. I got like the orange one. It has no like calories in it and like no sugar. And I was like, oh man, I feel great. I cleaned my whole apartment. Yeah, like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, whoa.
All right.
So we're not endorsed by Celsius, by the way.
No, I wouldn't mind it, though, to be honest.
Definitely wouldn't mind it. What happened, MG?
Breaking news on the next match. Just go.
Oh, okay, tell me the breaking news.
He added it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Rich.
So next match, you had Adam Copeland defeating Malakai Black in a barbed wire steel cage match for the TNT title. Good Lord. Adam Copeland came out as the Brood.
Okay.
With Slayer.
Okay. Everybody's like, is that Metallica? It's Slayer.
It's Slayer.
Stop Very Metallica-ish, though, that Slayer song.
I would say the beginning of it, but then once you start singing, forget it. That's, like, clearly Slayer. So, like you were saying, sometimes you fall asleep at 9:30. Sometimes you fall asleep at 1. Sometimes you don't make it.
Yeah. This is when you didn't make
it. This is when I didn't make it. As soon as Slayer happened, I was like, oh, my wife's in the bedroom. I go, holy shit, he's coming out to Slayer.
You know, I said the same thing to my wife.
Rumbled.
Yeah. And she's like, okay.
That is cool.
I'm like, it's cool. It's Slayer. He came out with the Brood. Yeah. This.
Audio cut.
So last week, what are you saying? You're on the air.
Is he on the air?
Look at him. Hold on. He's lost his mind.
What's he Look doing? At him.
Hold on, I gotta go to him. I can't. Oh no, he's blocked out. Suncast blocked him from being on the visual.
He's doing some like primate shit.
Can I cut to this? Look at this. Oh, there he is.
Hello.
There he is. That's the shot that I see.
Yep.
All right, he's back.
He was like rattling. Like it looked like he was rattling bars.
He's out of his mind. So.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I really like this match.
Okay? Great match.
They both worked super hard. They made look great. There were a number of spots. So a couple weeks ago, was it last? We didn't do it on this show. Last week on Mad Men, we played a game on the show.
Yeah.
Of are they or are they not a vampire? And we ranked all the vampires in professional wrestling.
Yes.
You know, we forgot a couple.
Who do we forget?
I'll tell you who.
Okay.
Swerve Strickland.
You think he's a vampire?
He sucked blood.
That's true.
And
he's got
exchanged the blood with Hangman Page.
And he's got eye makeup.
And he has eye makeup.
Yeah.
Hangman is a vampire also now.
By default.
He got
turned into a vampire.
But not fully. Not fully.
Oh, I would love it if they made Hangman a vampire.
And Prince Nana, familiar.
Okay. I can see that.
Not as a familiar.
So now we got some cool shit.
Okay.
This, right?
A lot. They did so much in this match, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you know what everybody overlooked?
Gangrel.
No, that actually, he was so impressive. The effing crucifixion.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay? It was... Number of reasons. The crowd didn't gasp.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I have a number of reasons why. Because I asked people in the building. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, that's a little... I don't know. Maybe I'm a little sensitive to it. My daughter had her communion.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like when they go near religion in any way. Anyway. Like, I get the ick, and I'm not a religious person.
Oh, how'd you feel about Sandman and ECW?
I was too young. Yeah. You know, I was a teenager. So, like, my point of view is all like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It's edgy. I thought the visual looked super impressive. I thought it looked cool. Not that I would be affected by it.
Right, right, right.
I was surprised the crowd didn't gasp. And there wasn't this, like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this. And I think some of it was that they wanted that reaction. My idea of why it didn't happen, that cage. It impaired the visual.
I think also it was the big splash, the big elbow that Adam Copeland did
prior
wrapping the guy in barbed wire and dropping the big elbow from the top of the cage. I think that took a lot of that oh my God moment out of the rest of it.
Yeah. Know? Like it got, I didn't like that double turn that they did.
Yeah.
I know that Edge was saying like, well, if I win, I'm going to have the house. It's going to be the house of Copeland or whatever
called
it.
Is this his dig at Judgment Day now?
I think so. Yeah, you know? he just wants spooky people.
Staff of Heaven is Damian Priest's finisher, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Very interesting. Who would you put if you had to make the new brood with Adam Copeland? Let's say Gangrel. Give me a 3 and a 4.
Oh, it would have to Brody.
He steals Brody from Malachi.
Yeah, Brody has to go.
Hangman.
Oh, make him a brood with the puffy shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony Khan.
Oh, I would love that too.
Okay. Tony Khan is a vampire. Mm-hmm. Okay, dark, very dark eye makeup.
Yes.
He wears a puffy shirt.
Yeah,
very macabre.
Yeah.
Okay, just he's. I love that visual.
D- This also would have been, I feel like it would have been giving us too much if they did the full Brood reunion with Christian.
I think that's coming, though.
Yeah?
Well, who knows now? Because here's the breaking news.
So spooky.
He fractured his tibia.
Adam Copeland.
Adam Copeland, from that fall. He fractured his tibia. He needs surgery. He's out indefinitely. This was put out about 10 minutes prior to this segment.
Sad.
I don't know. How long does tibia surgery, a fractured tibia, how long does it take to heal?
Who knows, man? I mean, he's like in his 50s, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Which one?
Brian Knight. I'm a Christian. Yeah. I wasn't offended, but I'm liberal-minded.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying, I'm not talking about like, oh my gosh, who people like outrage, right? Because like we're so desensitized to everything. But I thought there would have been a moment of like, oh, I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah. You thought it would have been better for the crowd, like, because I always think of like the Sandman, crucifixion, the ECW one, the Stone Cold crucifixion.
I have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. That ECW one, nobody cared.
I feel like, yeah, well, because it was the crowd for it.
Nobody cared. It became a thing.
Yes, it became
like
a thing.
Like, in store, it became a thing over time.
Yes.
The Austin was not crucified. He was sacrificed.
He was sacrificed.
It was not a crucifixion.
Cactus Jack coming out with the barbed wire cross.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle's the only one that was upset, but I don't even think he was that. You know, that story, you grab onto something and then you make it into something. So Adam Copeland out, he won the match.
Yeah.
With the help of Gangrel, which looked great.
So good.
He looked like $1 million bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a couple.
He is a vampire.
Impalers. He is a vampire.
He's immortal, yeah.
He's such a gross one, too.
Oh,
right?
He's the best.
He's like the epitome of what you would think.
I've always loved Gangrel. Because he always looked like he was so into it.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Dude, he has the fangs glued on.
Yeah.
That's his identity. He's had the same gimmick since 1992, 1993.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Always look forward to Gangrel.
Just a weird vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out. Here we go. Triple main event. Mercedes Moné defeated Willow Nightingale with Stokely Hathaway and Chris Statlander on the outside. Statlander attacked Willow afterwards. I want to break this match down because I watched it live and then I had to watch it again.
Okay.
I did not like this match live.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why. I do know why, actually. I thought they moved. They were going a billion freaking miles an hour.
Yeah.
They didn't let anything rest. They were just spamming moves.
Were you tired after the Adam Copeland match? Because it was so much.
It did
a lot.
I was very tired, and then I came back for this.
Okay.
Because I was just... And then I was talking to a couple people, right? Like, that are, like, in the business. And I was like, they're moving really fast. And they're like, they got to slow it down. Right? Like, they got to slow. They did not slow this thing down. They went a million miles an hour, and it actually told a better story.
Yeah.
The second time I watched it yesterday, I was like, okay, now I saw.
Now I saw it.
Yeah. Like, I didn't see it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I was exiting
the mesmerized realm. You're mesmerized by the vampires.
I was mesmerized by the vampires. They put a spell on me.
Zoned out.
I like this match way more the second time watching it than the first time. Did you see the same thing?
Like,
they were going way too fast?
I enjoyed it. I only watched it once, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good win, and I do like that Statlander turned on Nightingale. I think that was a good move.
It was time.
Good move. It was time, yeah.
I thought Stokely was going to turn.
Okay.
And join Mercedes.
Interesting.
But Mercedes looked good.
Yeah, she looked good. She doesn't really need a mouthpiece. You know, Stokely's a great mouthpiece.
She needs to change her finisher.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It's hard to do it on someone that's a little larger.
Right.
And I think like she's got it done properly once on TV. Every other time has been a little disastrous. Mm-hmm. So listen, for someone that has not wrestled in a very long time, out with injury, there was no ring rush. She worked very hard. Willow looked great too. My biggest complaint was that they went a billion freaking miles an hour the entire match, and they were just spamming moves, but it told a better story watching it a second time for
me. Yes.
I don't know why. I saw it through a different lens.
Simeon in the chat says it could take up to a year for full recovery from tibia surgery.
Yeah, that could be it for him. I mean,
tibia surgery takes 3 to 6 months to recover from, with regular checkups for up to a year post-surgery.
Yeah, but these people are freaks in nature. With proper, you could do a peptide injection. You could do PRP injections to the area, and it'll start healing it. Broken bones are broken bones, though, at this point, you know?
Yeah. But he'll be back sooner than later, I think. He's spookier than ever.
Oh, spookier than ever. Swerve Strickland defeated Christian Cage to retain the AEW World title.
Great.
This was a good match.
Good match.
Really good match.
They work well together.
Yeah. I don't know.
Talk to me.
I don't know if they are going to
take the belt off Adam Copeland.
I don't know what they're going to do with that, because I don't know what the plan for Christian was, because you brought Gangrel back. I know that they want to get these guys in a tag.
Oh, yeah.
Before it's over. Adam has said he has like a year and a half left. I don't know how this is going to impact that time frame, but something that AEW has done here is put their titles, every single one of their titles is on someone of key importance in the company.
Yes.
And Edge having that TNT title, I can't keep calling him Adam Copeland.
It's hard.
It's so hard and stupid. It's like Hulk Hogan becomes Terry Bollea, and you got to call him Terry.
Uh-oh, brother.
Terry Bollea. Hulk Hogan, on the other hand.
Ruh-roh, brother.
Ruh-roh. He should have done a ruh-roh. You know what? After he got caught saying all that stuff.
Ruh-roh.
I think it's very important to have those titles on key people. Do you put it back on Christian? Do you put it on someone else? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point. Put it on Hook.
Put the TNT title on Hook. I think their plan has been to put it on like world title quality people.
Yes.
You know, Edge could have that world title. Nobody questions it. Okada could have it. Osprey could have it.
Mm-hmm.
The tag titles are on the, you know, probably one of the best tag teams of all time.
Yes.
Women's titles are mattering. They're on people of importance. Swerve defeated Christian. Now we got the main event.
Real quick. Would you, since Adam Copeland Edge is out indefinitely, would you like to see them pick up the Brood with Christian and Gangrel?
I think Edge needed to be there first.
Okay.
And, you know, it kind of makes so much sense that Edge is out there, Gangrel's out there, I don't know.
No poofy shirts, though.
No. I want it
all. I like the way Edge came out. That was like a pretty sick jacket. You want the chalice and everything?
I want that. I want all
the vampire teeth.
Yeah, I think they would have been a beat down on Edge and Gangrel, and here comes Christian to save them, and you just created the Brood. You could put someone else new in it. And then you have them go for the tag titles.
How about Takeshita as the TNT champ?
Takeshita's TNT champ would be really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Important person.
Yeah.
You're presenting it in a very serious manner.
It does seem like he's going to have to relinquish the belt, right? Like on Wednesday.
He would have to.
What if they do something that's never been done before and he just gives it to Malakai?
Here you go. You deserve it.
Yeah, here you go. Spooky. Spooky too sweet. And the
I don't know what they're going to do. Probably a tournament. They'll do a tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Something. The Elite.
Yes.
Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Okada, Jack Perry,
yes,
against Team AEW, Brian Danielson, Darby Allin, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler in an Anarchy in the Arenas match. Here was some of the crimes that were committed.
Yep.
Attempted drowning.
Yep.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Uh-huh.
Vehicular assault.
Mm-hmm.
Attempted.
Both.
Hangings.
Yep.
Arson. You know, my cousin's name is Arson.
Yeah, it's spelled like that, too.
Yeah, just like that. Are you Arsenio? Yeah. Paul, this is what we do.
They're just changing the notes live on air right now.
I had fun watching this match.
It was fun.
You know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's insane. The show ended after 12:30.
Yes. It was very long.
The Elite wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okada, however, is the star of the show.
Yeah, he's the best.
Okay,
loves American wrestling.
He loves American wrestling.
What fun he's having!
You know, this is a man that has never really wrestled this style.
Okay? Yeah, dude.
Did you see how gently he was putting that sleeve on with the thumbtacks?
Yeah.
He put it on
so nicely.
So smoothly.
And that shoe spot. Mm-hmm. He was very gentle with that shoe.
Mm-hmm.
He does the chair shots.
Yeah.
Like Hogan used
to.
Yes,
yes. I was thinking the same thing, where it's kind of just like a nudge.
He does the worst chair shots, like Hogan. Like, it's Hulk Hogan in 1995 using a chair. Like,
yeah.
I figured out Hogan's kryptonite. Hand him a chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He loses all of his muscle abilities.
You know, whenever I see those Hogan chair shots, I would always think to myself, wow, what a sweet guy. He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
What a not selfish man.
Does not want to hurt anybody. Just
and then,
like,
and then you look at The Rock.
Oh, forget
and
it.
And The Rock is swinging to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm. Rock always delivered, like, brutal chair shots.
Ninth inning, World Series. Oh, bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded.
Dwayne Johnson's at bat.
Two outs. Dwayne Johnson's at bat, and he's swinging for Mick.
He's swinging for the fences.
And there goes Mick Foley's head.
Did you watch the A&E Mick Foley fire?
No, was it good?
Very good. But he talks about that, and he's like, yeah.
I don't like those A&E ones, because I've heard all the stories, like, 18 different ways, and I feel like the ones that are like, produced, they, like, tone down a little.
They edit them. It's the same shots you've seen, but they edit in new footage of, like, new interviews. So the Mick Foley one was a pretty current interview with him. And then it ends with him dealing with, like, his neurological issues, you know, and how he's staying sharp. But they're good. They're decent.
They're good. He recorded the video. I didn't know that he recorded a video, Edge. I just saw the video.
Did you like the Anarchy in the Arena match?
I liked it. I don't love these matches. You know that.
I know that.
I think too much happens.
Yeah.
I understand the point of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been way more into it if it was an hour prior.
Okay.
Right?
If it started the show.
And,
later.
You know, here's the thing. It's a West Coast show. It's Memorial Day weekend. The show's not for my convenience. It's for everybody else's. Exactly. And most people were able to watch this happily.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it went on too long. Danielson ate the pin, right?
Yeah.
Did Danielson eat the pin, MJ? I'm putting you back on.
Uh-oh.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Okay. You know, I don't like him losing, and he's constantly losing. And what story are you telling? That he's a loser?
Right.
I guess that could be the story that Nigel tells.
Exactly.
You're such a loser, and you keep, you know.
Try winning something for once.
Try winning something for
now,
once.
Now, if it comes down to Nigel getting cleared to wrestle, and they do Nigel McGuinness versus Bryan Danielson at Wembley, does Danielson take the pin again?
I think Danielson needs to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just have Nigel's return
be a loss?
Be a loss?
I don't know. Is Nigel planning on wrestling another match?
It seems like it, right? When you listen to him on commentary talk about Danielson, it seems like they're building up to something.
I have an issue with two things that AEW has done with this, right? They need to be telling us. Like, I know they have, but with every one of these big matches that they're doing, it should be like the road to Danielson's retirement.
Yes.
Or part-time, you know? Like,
I
this
agree
is,
with that.
This is the Danielson tour or something. And branded. So, like, you know, they're doing a collision and he's wrestling somebody odd that he wouldn't see. Like, be like, make that an attraction. Don't just do the random match.
Right.
The other thing is, the 5-year anniversary of the show should have been a bigger deal.
Yes. Agreed.
And it's almost like they discovered the 5-year anniversary way too late.
Yeah.
In the marketing. Like, they just didn't think of using that as a marketing ploy because, listen, that is a big deal.
Oh, huge, yeah.
It's the 5-year anniversary of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You should have had these build-up matches every week, like, you know, the 4th year or the 3rd year of Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
And have these, like, big moments being told to you on TV and convincing that this is a show that you want to be at.
Exactly, exactly.
They had Tanahashi on Saturday.
Yep.
Okay? 3,000 people were in the building.
Now, did you know Tanahashi was going to be there?
No, very much a secret.
Right.
Okay? Why wouldn't you, even if it's late, why wouldn't you market that on Saturday morning?
Right, right.
Saturday afternoon. Breaking news. Tanahashi is set to be in action. You don't think you could have gotten another couple hundred people in that building? You probably would have, because they are there for that pay-per-view anyway.
Yes.
Your pool is 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those people could go to Will Call and buy it, or go to Ticketmaster or whatever, Access, you know, whatever the West Coast is, and buy those tickets. They didn't do it. That was my gripe.
Here's a wacky question for
you. Yeah.
Do Do you think Tanahashi saw the Anarchy in the Arena match and went, I want in?
Oh, yeah. They would love to.
And he would do it next year.
Yeah, they would love to. He's another one like Hogan. He can't do a chair shot.
No.
Arn served to spaghetti. The Bucks announced also that they're sending 2,600 pairs of their shoes. Oh, you know what I'm getting? AEW sending me?
Oh, what are you getting?
The belt buckle for the title belt for your shoe.
Very nice.
I'm going to put them on my Jordans.
Sweet.
All right, let's do Q&A. Overall, great show. Yes. Very much liked it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah, let's do Raw really quick. The main event. I want to touch on this really, really quickly. A couple of things to point out here. Ilya Dragunov and Ricochet ended with a double DQ. This is leading to Braun Breaker to feud with Ricochet.
Great.
Authors of Pain defeated the Creed brothers, which are probably going to team up with Chad, right? Braun Strowman defeated JD McDonagh. Judgment Day would try to come in and win the match for JD. JD ended up trying to hit Braun with the chair.
Mm-hmm.
It all went to disaster. Braun chased him backstage. I don't want to see that man run looking ever again.
Yep.
He's looking for a set of dummies. That's the greatest joke you've ever told. That he's just trying to collect dummies for his crew and nobody wants. He can't find people that are dumb enough to join him.
Yep.
We're dead on my choo-choo. Women's steel cage match. Women's world title.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch. Towards the end of the match, Judgment Day would come out because Dominic came out to ringside because earlier on, he's supposed to make this right? They don't want Liv to have the title.
Right.
I don't know why they're choosing Becky over Liv.
Right.
Which is weird. So... towards the end of the match, they come. Braun finds JD McDonagh. He does his choo-choo train bump.
Yeah.
Bumping into Dom, into the door.
Right.
Hits Becky in the head. Liv wins. So, and in the most WCW fashion.
Yes.
They ran long. And the show ended in the States.
Yes.
But International did not. She looks at Dominic and aggressively starts making out with Dominic at the end of the show, and the show goes off the air. And Dom is like, I don't know what to do.
What's happening?
A blonde and a brunette fighting over me?
So good.
But this adds questions to Becky Lynch's contract status.
Yes.
Fightful Select, our very own Fightful, reported on Monday morning that she has yet to sign her contract. It's up later this week. On Raw, she spent extra time in the ring after Raw went off the air. She also tweeted to be continued. She also cut that promo about like what it means to be, to step away, and whatever.
Yeah.
Is this the end? Listen, I think it's very healthy for her to take some time off.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
She's gone really hard.
Mm-hmm.
She has a child.
Mm-hmm.
It gets very difficult.
Yeah.
People are asking me, like, do you think she's going to go to AEW? I'd be very surprised.
Very surprised.
You know, she's very much married to that company in many ways. Mm-hmm. Her husband is a top star there.
Oh, yeah.
The amenities that she gets as being a top player in WWE,
mm-hmm.
her childcare, travel,
medical.
All of that stuff, medical, all that stuff. I don't know if AEW is willing to offer that.
Right.
But if you're Becky Lynch, why would you leave?
Exactly.
And obviously, if she takes some time off, that's not really leaving. That's her taking some time off.
Well, I think, you know what it is? I do really feel it's the temperament where, you know, did you really think Kevin Owens was not going to resign to WWE?
I think that was, listen, with Vince there, I think there was a lot of possibility of guys like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and, you know, even AJ Styles. I don't know anything specific to what they're thinking.
Oh, AJ got it made, though. Like,
AJ has it made.
But, you know.
But at that time, you know, pre-2023, I would have said, anybody could leave.
Yeah.
Like Drew. Drew was a great example, right?
Yes.
I think Drew leaving was a real reality until Punk came back and things heated up and it just totally snowballed into something big for him. I don't think they have anybody right now that I would say would be a huge acquisition.
Right.
For AEW to get. Becky is one of those, right? Yeah, Becky is a huge acquisition to get. I don't know the reality of it.
Right.
Because I know, but you know what? There's no house shows.
Right.
That's the other thing. You could just say, okay, I'm just going to do Wednesday.
Yeah.
And a pay-per-view. And I'm good.
Nice contract.
And you get, you know, a couple $1 million. So does it matter? Does the child care and the travel and the accommodations matter at that point? I don't think it does. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I she's very embedded in the WWE culture and people there, and she's built her entire career there.
Yeah.
She's been there forever. I don't see her leaving. I would be shocked. But anything could change. Or maybe it's a negotiation tactic.
True.
Q&A time?
Q&A time.
Let's do it.
We got 5 minutes, guys, and then we gotta earn these tattoos.
You seem very tired today.
I'm very tired.
Not that it's affecting the show. I can just hear it.
No. I partied very hard. It was also my nephew's birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Saturday when you were like, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. Or was it Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that later. Bob McGee. Okay. What just happened?
What happened?
All right. MG, did you hit something?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I don't know what Bob McGee said. Great. Let's see. Okay. This is from Derek.
Hold on. Where was Bob McGee? He was there.
He was there.
Do we have it?
MG, can you pop that up real quick? Okay. Let's do this one first. Derek, what's the AEW versus Elite Blood and Guts match? Add Hanger to the Elite. Who's on Team AEW? So you wouldn't, again, I think you need a fifth, right? So Okada, the Bucks, Jack Perry. Another heel?
You could put Hangman there and put Swerve on the other side.
Okay. Double turn?
Oh, Hangman. No, you got to keep Swerve on babyface. Yeah. Okay. I would keep him on babyface.
Who would you put on Team AEW?
No, I put Swerve on Team AEW.
Swerve?
Yeah.
And then who else?
Did you just go away? What happened to you?
Swerve? I don't know. I'm in the abyss.
You're in the abyss. I got to fix that.
I got sucked in.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on you. Keep talking.
Swerve, FTR, Mox, and Danielson. That's a sick five-man right there.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's see.
You back?
I am not back. I'm back. There we go. What's up, guys? I'm back. Swerve.
Yeah.
Danielson. FTR and Moxley.
Okay, cool.
Team AEW.
Yeah.
This is from Brian Knight. Would Darby Allin with a flamethrower be a babyface or a heel in the Purge universe or GTA? Definitely a face in GTA.
Yeah, definitely face in GTA.
He would be a scary
heel in The Purge.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Darby Allin, that little tiny man, showing up at my house with a mask on.
Like, yo, that kid's got a flamethrower.
That kid's got a flamethrower. Happy Halloween.
It's from John Everett. How long has the Ace been president of New Japan? Is that a gimmick?
No, it's not a gimmick. No. He's really the president of New Japan. He's been a couple months now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's scouting. I think he wanted to see the Anarchy in the Arena match.
I think that's what, yeah. Bob, submit your question again.
Yeah, please. This is from Ace Shock. Should the TNT title be wrapped up in the Elite storyline? Elite choose Perry. TK picks DG. Cope picks KOR for those spots. Pick your poison eliminator matches. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what they should do with the TNT title. I think something big.
Something big, yeah.
You have an opportunity to do something creative for your TV. You got to do something.
Like I said, do the Malakai thing.
I think you could definitely do the Malakai thing.
You know, put it on Malakai.
Yeah.
And then just have him defend it every week, you know?
Yeah.
When is Malachi going to become an attraction, like a bigger attraction?
I don't know what the story of Malachi is.
Okay. You think he's jumping?
His wife's there.
Interesting. Would you see him back as the coffin guy or as like the original plan to be like the kind of like Church of Satan guy with the suit and everything?
I didn't like the Church of Satan guy.
See, I like that stuff.
Did you?
I did. Because he was in an interview where like he was saying that he tried the most to get his stuff in there. So like all the different color lights would mean different things. Like all the things he was saying were like hints, you know? And then it just like didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. The different time. I think he would be presented in a far better way now.
Okay.
I did think that match with Edge was like a very much an NXT takeover match from like 2018. 2017.
Yeah.
Like, even with the steel cage, like, I was looking at that. I'm like, obviously, they did stuff that they wouldn't do, but like, the visual of it, I'm like, oh man, I could have seen this already.
Yes. Yeah. Really cool. Do you think Malachi asked him, like, yo, can you come out as, like, as the Brood? Yeah, I'll do it. Kate, Ms. Kate Fabe, you guys still haven't finished the story?
No, we have not finished the story. No.
Let's see what else we got here. Right above that one? Okay, there we go. Thoughts on Puck News reporting on Khan being disappointed in Warner Brothers Discovery's offer?
Yeah. Dave spoke about this today. It was in Puck.News. Who wrote this? Matt wrote this? It was Matt. This is the quote. I'm told the exclusive window is closing in July. That's mm-hmm. I believe that is true. That was the date that I had for the exclusive negotiation was July. An AEW leader, Tony Khan, is said to be disappointed with the offer currently on the table. Mm-hmm. Khan also surely knows that Zaslav, losing the NBA would give AEW more leverage, even though the money to re-up AEW is a mere drop in the bucket compared to the NBA.
Yeah.
Even though the money to re-up, I read that. If the window closes without a deal, others could swoop in for rights, mm-hmm. as Comcast has won with the NBA. Extra awkward because WBD is said to own a stake in the league.
Right.
I'm not sure how alluring AEW would be to another platform, especially since only non-WWE partners could bid. But the wrestling show still does okay for Turner Networks. It's a reliable programming and a rival suitor to further push Zaslav into hot water with cable carrier deals. There is tremendous truth to this,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's not accurate reporting if you position this as, oh my God, this is going bad.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Tony wants a lot, you know, he wants money for this. And there's a couple scenarios. One, if you're taking pay-per-view off the table, right? Because now you're losing revenue. And AEW and Warner would need to pick that up.
Mm.
Your library is worth something.
Right.
You know, what's a disappointing number? I would say if they get, I think right now they're somewhere near in the 80 million range.
Okay.
Because the option was picked up. There was a boost in the last year for the option to be picked up. You did add another show. So what's that number? If it's 98 million, is that disappointing?
Yeah.
If it's 120 million, I think a healthy number would be anywhere from 110 to like 180 million a year.
Yeah.
I think the 180 is a very, remember that $250 million? I think that was obscenely high. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that number came from. I never heard that from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, $120 million or $110 million a year for 5 hours a week
mm-hmm.
of first run programming that's always in your top three or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? If you remove AEW,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, if you remove WWE,
mm-hmm.
you remove Vanderpump Rules, and you remove sports, they would be first.
Yeah. People love Vanderpump.
They do love Vanderpump Rules. They're always number three. They're in the like number three mm-hmm. or number four. That is a major accomplishment for any show to have.
Yeah.
Overall for cable. I don't know how disappointed Tony is. I do know, I can add this, that there was an offer given to Tony
mm-hmm.
That did not include TV, and it was just streaming sometime late last year.
Interesting.
And Tony wants it all in one.
He wants the bundle.
So WBD also, but yeah. Let me also say this. WBD very much wants to keep AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very, very much. They know the importance of keeping them.
Yes.
If they were to leave, they just gave up their two top programs.
Right.
Live programs.
Right.
That would be a major hit to ad revenue.
Oh, yeah. That's a big blow.
Your ratings are going to drop. What are you left with?
Suits.
I don't think they air Suits.
Raymond.
Big Bang Theory.
How I Met Your Mother.
I don't even know How I Met Your Mother is on there.
The 8 Sheldon shows that they got.
American Dad. A bunch of American Dad. Yeah. The 8 Sheldon shows.
Yeah.
A replay of the main, you know, Star Wars.
But yeah.
Star Wars.
Bald Sheldon.
So
that's your least favorite one.
I don't see them leaving. I just don't know what that number of comfort is for Tony. I think Tony really, you know, he wants to be at a profit. He doesn't want to lose money on this product. But also having the foresight and saying, okay, you know, $120 million a year, incorporate inflation. Mm-hmm. How long of a deal is this? Is this a 10-year deal? Is this a, you know, you could say it's a 10-year deal worth over, you know, $1.8 billion.
Right, that sounds
great. But if you're in year 8, what does your TV rights look like? You know, what is the landscape has changed.
Oh, and it's ever changing and ever evolving, right?
Yeah. So I Matt is definitely an insider. I would say there's definitely some truth. And I'm saying that. I'm not saying it in a way that he's wording it badly.
Right.
I think the context of how you're reading it matters.
Yes.
I don't think this is Tony's so mad at them and so disappointed. I think Tony's negotiating. I think the people that Tony has hired are negotiating
for
to
sure.
get the best possible offer here. We're getting close to it. Like, I would imagine that this deal, I don't know. It's going to happen. I just don't know financial. I never knew a financial number.
Right.
I never claimed to know a financial number.
So, it will happen soon, though.
Yeah, it will happen
and
soon.
And you'll get all the numbers.
Yeah.
You have a good habit of getting all the numbers.
I do get all the numbers. I just have not been on top of this at all. I've been very consumed with, you know, my real job.
Exactly, yeah.
So I you know, it's on me. I haven't reached out. That's why I don't, not that I'm not being told anything. I just haven't spoken to anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's going to change.
Does that help, Bob McGee? Does that help, chat room?
That's good. You want to do one more and get out of here?
Yeah.
Where is Ricky Starks? Two more. Where is Ricky Starks?
Ricky's not there. I don't know. I don't know what his contract status is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He was at WrestleMania weekend. I think he saw how big it was and went, wow.
I think the problem with Ricky was super talented.
Yeah.
Really promising on the mic, really promising in the ring, but he was in two. I think that CM Punk program sent him into the fucking abyss.
Okay.
I think the tag team stuff was really strange.
It was a little oddball, I would say.
Because I don't think those two were the team.
Right.
Jericho being with Big Bill makes so much more sense to me than Ricky and him. They tried something. I don't think it connected.
Yeah.
Also, Edge destroying him.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
That was not good for him either. I don't know. Yeah. Listen, this is just my assumption. I haven't heard anything, but that's a guy that would really do great in WWE.
Oh, 100%. NXT champ, day one.
Oh, something. You could do something with him.
Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. This is from Shreekanth. Should Dynamite had faced off with Raw in 2019?
No. That would have been a kiss of death. You would have been dead in the water.
Oh, yeah. Because then they would have stepped up the game somehow.
Yeah, I don't think Vince took them seriously at all.
Right.
I think he saw this as just another startup that's going to maybe do something in the beginning and then flutter away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 5 years and they're still here.
Yeah.
It's only improved WWE. I think the best thing that happened to WWE was AEW coming into existence.
Yeah.
Where, if they didn't and the Bucks and Kenny went there, where would they be?
Where would they be now?
The Bucks and Usos would have feuded.
Perpetual feuds with the New Day and the Usos.
Yeah.
I think that you would have had at least two or three Young Buck title runs.
Okay.
And I do think, like, if they got the four of them, if they got Hangman, Bucks, and Kenny, WWE would look really interesting right now.
Yeah, would have been very interesting. I don't know what they would have done, but...
We also wouldn't have gotten the stellar Cody return. Like, what would had that return have been like? You know, because Cody would have been king of the indies.
Who knows where he would have been?
He would have been in... He would have done the New Japan thing. He would have done the Ring of Honor thing.
You know what? He would have come over with them.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so? It would have been... Right. I think they all would have come over to some extent. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe Kenny would have... You know, when Kenny coming over in 2019 would have been a perfect time because Japan was shut down. They weren't doing anything. And then when they reopened, maybe he would have said, okay, this isn't for me. Oh, my God. We would have gotten Kenny Omega and the Bucks during the pandemic era.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Maybe not so good. Maybe the pandemic would never have happened.
If the...
It's like a butterfly effect.
If Kenny and the Bucks signed with WWE?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kenny's on a plane somewhere. Someone coughed on his jacket. He never got it, but he touched somebody at the airport, and there you go. Maybe that's the story.
Uh-oh.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
All right. Let's do like two more.
Okay.
Your camera's dead, by the way.
Trying to find them. I know.
I got
to
figure out what's going on there.
What if... Okay. What if Cody is from Big Man? What if Cody makes a modern Four Horsemen faction and includes Ricky?
Yeah. Why not?
Ricky, Cody.
Jade.
And who's going to be the fourth?
Who's the fourth man?
Bronson Reed.
You could do somebody big.
You need a big guy, I think. I think you need, like, no Braun, though. Maybe Drew somehow?
Somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is from Glassdoor Gamer. Prediction, does WBD get a deal done before July?
Glassdoor Gamer, what a great super chat. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? Do me a favor. Glassdoor Gamer, remind me to answer that question.
In July.
No. Ask me that question next week.
Yeah.
Ask me that question. I don't know. I know that they want to get this done in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they want a big announcement.
Yeah.
You know, the deal could be done in July and they could announce this in August.
Yeah.
And that would be huge to announce it at Wembley. They could do that. That's very realistic.
Yeah.
That's very realistic to get this deal done. Cause it's close.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I think when people are in these talks, they have a better idea of how they flow. But if you've never been in one of these, I think your expectation of getting information is very unrealistic.
Yeah.
I think everybody right now is signed to some sort of don't say an effing word.
Right.
And they're working out a deal. So we'll see. I think July is very realistic if they get through. I also don't think there's any other suitors for them.
Right.
Unless, you know, there's some weird curveball thrown in and you know, Amazon gives them, you know, some ungodly number.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Which they could. I don't know what that does, and I don't know if necessarily I think it's a good idea for a five-year fresh product. It's still new. To go to the internet and become a digital-only product.
Right.
That doesn't really do much for them.
Yeah. They need to be on TV in some capacity.
They need to be on TV 100%. In some capacity.
But what where... The Amazon thing, I think, is interesting. But who out there in your mind do you think is watching and saying, like, well, if they're not picked up, we'll take them?
It's not going to be NBC.
Right.
Right? It's not going to be Disney.
Right.
You got Paramount, which, what the hell do they have? Where the hell are you putting them?
Star Trek.
What, Spike TV? Is that even, no, Paramount the network?
Yeah.
No
Peacock, can't do it on Peacock.
Right, you can't do Peacock. Yeah. You're left with Amazon or, that's it.
The home shopping channel.
Maybe that.
HGTV.
HGTV. Yeah. It's amazing, right? You don't have, everybody's so married to whatever they got.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, let's do one more, and let's get out of here.
Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Are there rumors of a merger of Paramount and WBD?
I don't know if that's going to happen. There were.
Mm-hmm. At one point, right?
Yeah, and do you know, like, it's a very unique thing, right? Paramount, I'm like a month and a half behind on this, right? Okay. But apparently what they were trying to do is go private, mm-hmm. right? A private equity group, and the previous CEO of Warner was going to come in as the guy, and they were going to merge with WBD. So it almost seems...
Oh, that's fascinating.
Right? Yeah. A lot of that stuff happens.
Yeah.
For a reason. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, dude.
There's regulatory approvals, and there's all this stuff that you got to do. There's debt that they both have, tremendous debt. You got to figure out how you're going to consolidate that and pay it off and work it out. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
All right. Anything? One more? Let's get out of here.
This is from Christopher Reed. Was Vince McMahon leaving the best thing that ever happened to WWE?
As of right now, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know. It could turn into the worst thing to happen, shockingly. You know, anything could happen. But yeah, I would think creatively, yes.
Oh, so far so good.
Business-wise, they're in tremendous hands. Yeah. People that are far more capable than Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
To negotiate and to get stuff done. Nick Khan has obviously shown that. His ability to get stuff done is unbelievable.
His acumen, yeah.
And, you know, Ari Emanuel's great. They have just the best of the best. These are no-nonsense people. These people, I mean, if you do not get what they want done, you're gone.
Yeah.
This is how they operate. They have no time or patience. I think Vince was a little bit more patient than these guys are.
Yes. Yeah. Because he always wanted to be one of the boys also.
Yeah, he always wanted to be one of the boys, but he also started this from the... I mean, not really.
Yeah.
He inherited a very old-timey business from his father.
Mm-hmm. We got one more super chat here. Adam with the Slayer entrance at Double or Nothing. That's from Hearst Hill.
It was fantastic.
Hell yeah. What do you think?
Fantastic. Loved it. Loved it.
Want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Wardlow goes to WWE. If he does, what's his ceiling?
I don't know. It depends on his mic ability. Remember, the standard is very different over there.
Immediate NXT champ.
I put him in NXT, and then he comes up for like a Survivor Series, and him and Braun Breaker have a face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
They both take the straps out and start peck dancing.
Ooh.
I'm into it.
Yeah, same here.
All right. That's it, boys and girls. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Hey, you can check out everything else that we're doing. Mattman Podcast this Friday on the Mattman channel. Join us there. BTC Rich on Twitter, at Andrew Zarian on Twitter. And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.